Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Desperate, written by Cara Theron, read by Girl on the Net. Bit hot tonight, aren't ya? She ignored his talking and pressed his back against the door so she could get to work on his clothes. He'd come straight from work, clad in a suit and smelling of sandalwood and coffee. The quickness of his reply to her text said he was just as interested, but all he'd done since she'd pulled him into her apartment was talk. Did you want to have a drink or anything first? The carpet abraded her knees as she knelt down in front of him to undo his trousers. It just made her tug harder at his belt to get it undone. He said, "I was hoping..." She managed to get his cock out and into her mouth, effectively shutting him up. Her moan of pleasure may have been louder than his. Holding him in her mouth, she let him grow between her lips as she sucked. Once he was hard enough, she slid him into the back of her mouth until she gagged and sputtered. She was swallowing him back down and gagging again just as quickly. "Holy shit, you're eager." Even as he was saying that, he was burying his hands in her hair. "I don't think I've ever seen you this interested." "You're way too chatty today," she replied. She stripped out of her oversized shirt, leaving her in nothing except a pair of black panties. The way his pupils dilated as his eyes dropped to her tits made her cunt spasm. "I love you like this." His grip in her hair tightened and she let him guide her back to his cock. She moved until the head was butting against the back of her throat, letting him hold her there until she gagged hard. Coming up with a gasp, spit dribbled down her chin and landed on the floor before she could wipe it away. She wanted his cum all over her. Her tits, her ass, her back, everywhere. "As much as I really want your cum in my mouth, I need you to fuck me right now." She didn't bother standing. Turning just enough, she went down on her hands and crawled forward to give him room. Shimmying her panties down, she glanced over her shoulder at him. He was gripping his wet cock and staring at her ass. "Fuck me." All the way down she went, one shoulder and her cheek on the floor, her hands reaching behind to spread herself open for him. She heard his breathing increase. "Please." That seemed to kick him into action. He was gripping her hips and sliding his cock in deep. She moaned so loud it would have embarrassed her if she wasn't so damn glad to be filled. He wasted no time. The slap of his hips into her ass was loud, the force of it pushing her cheek across the carpet. She'd have rug burn tomorrow, but she didn't care. She kept her face down and her hands parting her cheeks, crying out each time he bottomed out. She wanted everything. Harder. Faster. More. "Fuck me." She keened, begged, screamed as he leaned over her back, one hand on the floor as he fucked her exactly the way she needed. "Yes, yes, yes." Her knees gave out as her orgasm hit her full force, sending her to the carpet. He simply followed her down, spreading her thighs with his knees and fucking her into the floor. She was pinned and it was so perfect. The warmth of cum filling her and his groan in her ear made her whole body quiver. The slowing of his thrust and the way he shuddered was so good. Finally, he relaxed down on top of her, his cock softening as his breath heated her shoulder and cheek. "God, I needed that," she said. "What did you need?" She sighed and enjoyed his weight on her before replying, "Dick. I really needed dick." If you liked that, you should check out more of Cara's amazing work at caratheron.com, caratheron.com, or hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.